One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey, this is Matt Kuhn from Total Engagement. You can listen to me talking to walking queso himself, the Casio Kid, on Casio's Cut, episode 28.
What's up, Candy Lickers? Pleased to meet you. Nice to know me. What you doing? You're listening to another edition of Casio's Cut. Got another fun one today. Thank you for giving us a shot here on Casio's Cut Podcast. I'm your host, Matt Mitchell, aka Casio. Thanks for joining the ride. It's gonna be a fun one with a P.O. Box episode today. And I got my buddy Doug Markham with me at Doug Markham 123, wrestling ref extraordinaire. And we're gonna have a fun one and open your packages and answer your questions live on the podcast. So it should be a fun one. Just a little bit of housekeeping before we get started. Don't forget to follow us on social media at Casio's Cut on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Casio's Cut. That's the same thing as our website, CasiosCut.com, where you can download any and all episodes for the podcast. You can also go to CasiosCuts.com with an S on the end, CasiosCuts.com, and you can take advantage of our extended Black Friday Cyber Monday sale. Since we had the podcast dropping today on December 3rd, 2019, we have decided to extend the sale until the end of the day. Promo code TATER. That's right. Promo code TATER gets you 20% off your entire order at CasiosCuts.com. We've got long sleeve tees, short sleeve tees, sweatshirts, coffee mugs, koozies. We've got the snack packs. We've got the snack sacks. We've got it all. And if you have any suggestions for merchandise, let us know. If there's a saying from the show that you want to see on some merch, tell us what you want to see, and we will get it done. The merchandise is for you guys. We've also released our new signature logo series as well, which has the big Candy Licker logo on there with my face licking a big old lollipop, courtesy of our buddy Doug Holliday, the logo that started it all. So make sure you check that new logo out as well. We've got Candy Licker products now. So we are rocking and rolling over there at CasiosCuts.com, and we are extending our sale 20% off with promo code TATER. That goes through today only, which is December 3rd, 2019. Glad everyone enjoyed the Morning Show Madness Part 2 that we had last week. And the week before, we had our buddy Mo Alexander. He messaged me and told me all the positive feedback you guys have been giving him. So I appreciate always. Be sure to do that for us. Follow and post to our guests. Let them know you enjoyed their time on Casio's Cut. That would be greatly appreciated. I know they like to hear that they didn't just sit down and talk to me for no reason for a few minutes. So thank you to everybody who is doing that already. Make sure you subscribe to us wherever it is, whether it's on the website, CasiosCut.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you listen to your podcast. Make sure you subscribe. If you can rate it, hopefully positively. And if you can leave a review. That'd be one of the biggest things you can do for the podcast as we continue to grow every single week. So let's jump into it. Let's check it out. A P.O. Box episode. It's our last one before our Christmas extravaganza, a P.O. Box, which will drop on Christmas Eve. So if you are enjoying these and you want to be a part of our Christmas Eve spectacular, make sure you send your packages now. I know it's a busy time for packages, so make sure you get them out now. send anything in my box. That's Cassio's Cut, P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama 35804. That's Cassio's Cut, P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama 35804. We will drop our next P.O. Box episode on Christmas Eve. We'll have a Christmas spectacular. So that should be a fun one. So you got a couple weeks to get those in to us. I usually got my wife, Big Booty Judy, with me. She is not here because perfect thing for her to be doing, missing a podcast, running a 5K right now.
In the cold.
In the cold. That's my wife, Big Booty Judy. Good luck. Hope you don't die. Meanwhile, I got my boy, Doug Markham, here with me again.
I'm Doug, man.
Doug is here, of course, wrestling ref.
That is true. That is true.
We're going to have a good time on our P.O. box here. Just after Thanksgiving, just want to say thankful that you guys are watching and listening wherever you are. We appreciate this. Having fun together with us. Doug, thank you for coming down and being a part of these as well, brother.
Appreciate you having me.
So we got a lot of stuff going on. First of all, some housekeeping. Doug, you got a big show. If you're watching this or listening to it live, which is here the first week of December of 2019, you got a big show that you're a part of coming up.
Yes, December 14th in Knoxville, Tennessee. It is a show for Bobby Eaton.
The legend.
Yes, and he does not know about it. All the proceeds for tickets, pay-per-views, all that goes directly to Bobby, and he don't have a clue. So, hey, y'all don't tell him. I honestly don't know.
All right, Bobby's getting up there. He's a legend. He's a wrestling legend. And if you're wondering, hey, I thought it was a surprise, I can attest to this. I know Doug can attest to this. Bobby still has a flip phone.
Yes.
He ain't getting on YouTube.
And he don't answer it very often.
He ain't going to Apple Podcasts.
Right,
He ain't going to Spotify.
Right.
He ain't going to Audio Boom. He ain't going to know about this show unless somebody spills the beans.
He don't know about it, but everybody else needs to know and buy a ticket or buy the pay-per-view or whatever because it all goes to Bobby.
How can they find out info? Where's the best info for that?
Twitter.
We'll retweet it from the Cassio's Cut deal. You can follow Doug at DougMarkham123 on our social media. We'll put it out so you can take advantage of that and find out more about that. If you are listening live here, I've got a couple shows coming up. December 5th, Thursday night, I'll be at the Stardom Comedy Club in Birmingham. You can come see me there. And then coming up, I got a very special fundraising night, December 19th. That's a Thursday in Huntsville, Alabama. I'll be at Stand Up Live headlining with my buddy Ed Kaler and a couple more guys. And we're going to be doing a tour drive for the Downtown Rescue Mission in Huntsville, Alabama. So if you are in the Huntsville area or the Birmingham area, come see me. Stay tuned. Got a lot more planned for you in 2020. Doug, we're going to start this off. Last time we had a P.O. Box episode, we got sent a joke book.
I remember the book.
Believe it was from our buddy Mike Booble. And so I just want you to flip through,
okay.
Stop whenever,
right.
And read the first joke you come to.
Okay.
We're going to do that.
Let's see what
he's flipping through the joke book. Stop. Go.
What do cars and elephants have in common?
They both have Trump.
Yes.
Oh, that was it?
That was it.
Okay.
I should have read the other one, but okay. That was pretty easy, but that's a good one.
What is the whale's favorite candy? Blubber gum.
Yeah.
That was pretty strong.
Yeah.
All right, so we got a joke out of the way. What else? We got something else we got to clear up first. We got a food challenge we're going to do, thanks to the P.O. Box. Should we do that at the end?
Probably.
I think it's going to mess up the P.O. box if we do it now.
We probably should do it at the end.
Okay, so we are rocking and rolling on our next P.O. box episode. I'm rocking the Rocket 95.1 koozie. You got Lynam.
I got Lynam.
Who's White Trash Superstar. They do the theme song for
awesome
Cassio's
song.
Cut.
Awesome.
I got my Stone Temple Pilot shirt on. You got New Law, which is...
Stephen P. New.
The lawyer for Jim Cornette.
It is.
I hope he doesn't have heat with me, but I know he has heat with a former podcast guest, Matt Kuhn.
A lot of people have heat with Matt Kuhn, but personally, I love Matt Kuhn.
I'll just say this. I did a podcast with Matt Kuhn, and he quit his podcast the next day.
He did.
I like to think that it was because he realized how so damn good I was that he knew he wasn't living up to the challenge.
That sounds about, I mean,
it's probably, you know, not right, but
we can go with that.
R.I.P. Matt Kuhn, Total Engagement. He's still out there. He's doing wrestling music now, which I think is boom right in his wheelhouse. He's so talented, so good. He's doing theme songs. He's getting in that business. He already did a few. So if you got something, if you got anything, movies, shorts, if you are in any kind of sports at all, Matt Kuhn will hook you up. Find him on social media as well. And go back and listen to his episode and can hear why he's got heat with Stephen P. New, the lawyer for Jim Cornette.
True.
And that's all true.
I mean, you know.
He's got heat with him. That's it.
If you need to sue, call Stephen P. New.
Don't.
I mean, I'm just
saying. He didn't pay for an ad.
He did not.
Okay,
I'm sorry.
Stop it. We got to get to some P.O. boxes. We've got to get to questions from.
There's a lot of questions.
So God. We got to get to these. I want you to take that box. We're going to open that up first, and I'm going to pull up some questions here. We ask our questions here for our P.O. Box episodes at Cassio's Cut on Twitter. That's where we usually send those out. Who is that from?
This is from Jerome Simmons from Hazel Green, Alabama.
Jerome Simmons from Hazel Green. Thank you, sir. And while you open it, well, you got, it's no cockroaches or anything.
No.
Oh, we got a pop figure.
Yes.
What do we got, dude? Oh, the Million Dollar Man. Yeah. Ted DiBiase, the Million Dollar Man. I don't know if Jerome knew that I worked with him at StarCast 3, and I got to say,
he's awesome.
Have you ever interacted with him?
I did. StarCast in Vegas.
Yes.
Actually, yes.
Was phenomenal.
Yes.
Off the charts, phenomenal. And that is super cool. Are you a pop collector?
I am. I collect figures, pops. So, yeah.
How many pops do you think you have?
Pops, I probably have maybe 40.
40?
But wrestling figures, I've got a 40? Shit ton, yeah.
Okay, so we got the Million Dollar Man. He's going to be checking this out. I've got Matt Hardy, Flair. At work, I've got Robert Trujillo from Metallica. Another rock guy there, but that's all I got.
Really?
But my problem is that I know if I start getting them, I'm going to get them.
That was my deal. Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're Zach Ryder.
I've got like boxes stacked up in the storage area, you know, just.
All right. Well, so thank you. Who's that? Jerome?
Yes.
Jerome Simmons.
Jerome.
Joseph Miles at Real Joseph Miles tweets us at Cassio's Cut, at Doug Markham 123, at The Cassio Kid. Hashtag Ask Doug. Why can't Doug turn around? Doesn't he know they are cheating?
That's a hard one. Sometimes it's hard to turn around. I mean,
if you don't know that, if you somehow missed it, Doug being a wrestling ref, I yelled at a show that was in Hazel Green. In Hazel Green, turn around, Doug. He's cheating, and everybody got a good chuckle. And now it's a T-shirt.
It is.
Where can they get that T-shirt?
whatforapparel.com/
the word for F-O-R.
Yes, yes.
whatforapparel.com/dmarkham. Come on.
There you
M-A-R-K-H-A-M. Markham.
Yep. That's it.
Mark your ham, son, and get a shirt.
Go get all of them shirts.
That's Josiah and the boys. They do a great job.
All them shirts.
Absolutely fantastic job. Who else we got? We got a... Jeremiah Plunkett, what is this, the Ask Doug segment? Jeremiah Plunkett says, ask Doug about the fabulous Krispy Kreme headquarters in Winston-Salem. Have you been to the Krispy Kreme headquarters?
Okay, so here's the deal. We've been going to WrestleCade now for like 4 years in a row, right?
Okay, WrestleCade is in Winston-Salem.
And the Krispy Kreme headquarters is like the exit before you get off to go to WrestleCade.
Okay.
Never stopped. I've always wanted to because I thought it was going to be this grand, like, Krispy Kreme place where you can go get hot donuts anytime, right? And we pull up in there Friday morning or Friday afternoon when we got into town, and it was just an office. Like, it was the fucking office.
That's where they get mail.
Pretty much.
And, no donuts.
And it said, you know, Krispy Kreme on the fifth floor. And we're like, you know.
You didn't go up?
No.
No, you got to go up.
But there was a Krispy Kreme like a block down the road.
Not the same.
Oh, they were good.
You should have went up.
They were good.
Yeah, but you got to go up. You've been that far. It's like Wally World's closed. You got to go in, dude.
We should have. We really should have went up, but five floors? I mean, come on, man.
There's an elevator.
But they wasn't selling no donuts, I'm sure.
All right. Tim Riggle says, at Cassio's Cut, who are your comedian inspirations and who do you like listening to today? Growing up was Chris Farley, of course. A lot of SNL guys. I mean, that whole genre of Sandler and Chris Farley and Phil Hartman and David Spade, all of that crew were absolutely fantastic. I like, stand-up-wise, I like a guy named Brian Regan. If you don't know who he is, go check him out. New guys, there's way too many to name, mostly because I'm friends with all of them, and if I start naming them, then
you're going to piss somebody off. Yeah.
Go listen to past Cassio's Cut episodes. I have people on that I respect in the comedy business and that I think are very, very talented. We just had Mo Alexander. We had the Well-Read guys. We had Funny Maine. We've had a bunch of others that I'm forgetting, and I'm going to get Rocky Del Davis was just on.
Yes.
So we've had some great episodes of the comedians, got some coming up. There's a lot out there on comedy. The beauty of social media is that it's everywhere now, and everybody can get their stuff out, which is very good for everybody. So be checking that out. Be checking out all the future episodes, all the past episodes. That's who I appreciate nowadays. And then people like Brian Regan are who I love in the past. And like I said, Chris Farley was my first comedic inspiration. I got a couple jokes. What started making me lean in was people like Stephen Wright back in the day.
I love Stephen Wright.
Of course, like that. Mitch Hedberg.
Rodney Dangerfield. Of them. Yes.
Now, yeah, I mean, that's what I'm saying. We can get in too long if we go into movie comedies and all that good stuff. But great stuff. There's tons of great stuff.
There could be
great
a whole question. Episode about, I mean,
of comics. Yeah. Let's do one more and then we'll open another one. Carl Hayes, ask Cassio, ask Doug, at Cassio's Cut, at Doug Markham 123. With PlayStation 25th anniversary upon us, what are your favorite video games for us? Are you a PlayStation guy?
Okay. I'm really not.
Okay. You're not a video game guy or not a PlayStation guy?
I'm not a big gamer now because, like...
You got shit going on?
No. I'm not smart enough to play. Like, I'm old school. Like, when I started out playing, it was a fucking Atari. Sure. Okay? And then you got to the Nintendo, the Sega.
That's ABC, 1, 2, 3.
But now that there's, like, 18 buttons and you only got 10 fingers...
A lot of knobs.
I'm a pinball guy, okay?
Oh.
If I figure out a pinball machine, I'll kick your ass. I mean, but as far as PlayStation and stuff, I just can't do it anymore, man. It's too complicated.
I can't do it anymore. All right, so Doug will kick your ass in pinball.
Yes.
I have a PlayStation. I have a Nintendo Switch. I've never been an Xbox guy. I literally never even owned an Xbox. PlayStation, Nintendo Switch. I have the NES Classic system that
yes.
they got sent. I was a regular Nintendo, Super Nintendo. That was my jam growing up. I had the Sega Genesis for a little bit. As far as the new PlayStation games, haven't played one in a while. But I got really big into Destiny. I was really big into it. Love all the Far Cry games. Last of Us was really great, but I'm really behind on video games. So if you got one that's awesome, tell me. But I'm way behind on video games.
Yeah, there's too many buttons. Like, after they added all the buttons, I was done.
This is from, what do we got? Dave? David?
David Butcher from Jacksonville, Florida.
David Butcher, Jacksonville.
It's where my mom lives.
Does David know your mom?
Probably not.
Is that awkward?
I don't know.
Should we not ask that?
He might.
David Butcher.
Ooh.
What is happening here?
I don't know what that is.
UFO cow abduction.
That's interesting.
What do you with light and sound?
Huh.
What do you think this is,
Doug? I don't know. Should we
beam up your bovine? Is what it says.
Let's do it. We don't have a bovine here in the room, but
I'm fat as a cow. Doug, put your phone out. Read us a question while I open the UFO cow abduction gimmick and see what we got here. Be sure if you want to be involved in one of these P.O. Box episodes, it's P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama, 35804. We're going to have a huge Christmas spectacular special P.O. Box for Christmas. Tuesdays is where you can find all of our deals. And this year on a Tuesday is Christmas Eve. So we've got a very special P.O. Box plan for that. Get your gifts in. Anything you want to send us, you can even send them to Doug via Cassio's Cut. Doug is going to try to be down here, right?
I will do everything.
We're trying to make it happen.
Yes.
And that's, again, Cassio's Cut, P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama, 35804. Be sure to get those in now. Send them in now so you can be a part of our P.O. Box Christmas extravaganza. Doug, hit us up with a question from at Cassio's Cut.
Okay, the latest question that just came in like 15 minutes ago. This is kind of the first part's for you. The second part we can both answer.
It's a tiny cow.
It's a tiny cow. So he provided the bovine.
Yeah, the bovine's in there.
So you figure that out. And I'm going to read this question. Does Big Booty Judy let you fold laundry? Also,
I don't know why that's funny.
Does the toilet paper go over the top or under? I'm asking because I'm tired of getting in trouble.
Who's that from?
This is from Joseph Miles.
All right, Joseph Miles.
At Real Joseph Miles on Twitter.
He's coming in. This is our second Joseph Miles question. I like it. Be active with us at Cassio's Cut. I do fold the laundry.
Okay.
I'm allowed to. I don't do it a lot.
Right.
I'm a big pile it up on top of the dryer mode.
Okay.
And then I have a really large laundry basket that I put clean clothes in, one for dirty, one for clean. So I should fold them more often, but I don't. Now, I'll fold the hell out of some towels.
Yes.
Those are easy.
Yeah.
I love folding.
And you got to have towels to dry with.
And I have them stuck up so that she can see that I folded.
Right.
I don't put them up yet until she gets home. And what was the second part of that? Oh,
the toilet paper.
Now, I would say if we're going to have it, it's going to be over.
Yes.
If it's at my house and it's my throne.
Yes.
It's freestyle. I don't have it on a holder.
Okay.
I like it. I like to move. Because I get it in my hand. Wrap.
But if it is on the roll, it's on over. The holder, it's got to be over.
Yeah.
The under, that's bullshit.
Now, some of the corporate ones are up on the side. But
yeah.
I need it coming towards me.
Exactly.
I don't need it going away.
Right.
Make sure it's coming towards me if it's on the side, like old reel-to-reel.
So the correct way to do a toilet paper roll is over the top.
Correct.
Yes.
There's no debate.
Okay.
Now, like I said, though, I like to freestyle in my house.
Right.
Mine are on holders. If you'll go look, they can be taken off. They're not the time that lock it in.
Yes.
I take it off. One, two wraps. Dude, boom. Now I got proper coverage, man.
So you wrap the hand.
Yeah.
Like the Yeti.
Do you do a wad? You wad?
No, I fold.
Yeah.
I roll out.
I feel like if you do the wad, you don't get a good coverage map.
Right,
I mean? There's some gaps.
I roll out and fold as many times as I need
to. That's what I mean. If I do the wrap, it's folded automatically.
Right.
Wrap, and it's done.
Yes.
That's why I like it.
You have to have
the holder.
You have to have baby wipes, too.
We live in the county, so well, we're on a septic tank. No, don't be doing any damn septic.
You got to put them in the trash.
If you put your poopy wipes in the trash can into my house, Doug, you're never invited back.
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to shit in your house and do that, but I'm just saying.
Okay, look, this has got a lot going on. It's the Cow Abduction Chronicles. It's got...
That's like a whole storybook.
Yeah. Here's what I needed to do. I needed to tell me how to do the damn thing.
Right. I want to see this cow get, like, sucked up into that fucking UFO. How does this work?
So there's a UFO but with a little alien in it. If you're looking on our YouTube channel, be sure to search Cassio's Cut.
And now the cow's standing on his little grass pad.
Don't you think that's where he's supposed to go?
Yeah.
There's a lot going on.
Man, there's like directions and...
Turn UFO, pull back cockpit cover, and press down on aliens. Okay, hang on! Okay, hang on. Is it dead? Pull back cockpit cover and press down. Why did I press down? Nothing's happening. Sound of UFO flying away will play if cow's abducted. Oh, man.
I don't know what's...
The batteries don't work, dude. Get another question while I mess with this.
Okay. Let me look for one.
The alien abduction does not work, guys. That hurts. Doug, read a question.
Okay.
We got too much silence.
Cassio.
Here, let me see. I'll get some. Because the cow ain't working. Carl Hayes, favorite Christmas TV specials.
There you go.
Doug? Bad Santa. Lampoons.
I love that movie. Of course, Billy Bob Thornton is my favorite actor of all time.
Is he?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
My favorite Christmas movie, without a doubt, is Christmas Vacation.
All right.
As far as specials on TV, I like the Peanuts, I like the Grinch, the original cartoon.
Christmas Story.
The movie?
Yeah.
Yeah, top five, it's absolutely.
One. Yeah, no. Watched it more than anything.
Okay.
You know, it hit when I was a kid.
It's probably number two or three for me, but Christmas Vacation is definitely number one.
Christmas Vacation is definitely up there. All right, Doug, let's go back into our P.O. box. Tom, what we got here? We got no name. We got an address, Huntsville.
Oh,
Etsy.com/BC Creative Dad. Etsy.com/BC Creative Dad.
So he's got a store.
So he's definitely got
obviously.
Etsy. Open that for us, Doug, while I get another question pulled up. Charlie Thrower at PA_Thrower77 says, what's your favorite joke? PG and R rated. That's a tough one. Favorite joke. The joke I go to when somebody awfully asks, hey, tell me a joke is, and I think I've told it on the pod before, two muffins are sitting in the oven. One muffin looks over and says, man, is it getting hot in here? And the other muffin says, holy shit, a talking muffin. But the best part is you can clean that one up. You can make it dirty. It's in the middle. See, if you just say, holy crap, a talking muffin, then you got a PG joke. So that's my favorite go-to joke.
That's pretty good.
Let's see. Stoner Dale at Stoner Dale 420 says, ask Doug, sativa or indica?
Okay.
You don't know what he's talking about, do you?
I kind of do. But, look. I'm old school, okay? So, like, when I was coming up...
You're shake.
We just had pot. It wasn't, like, right. You know, so...
All right, so...
Either or.
I mean, you haven't had it nude.
No.
If you had to guess.
If I had to guess, I would just say whatever.
Yeah, I'd probably say whatever.
Yeah.
If you want some great merch, go to my buddy Brad Sativa. He's a comedian in Tennessee. Tell him Cassio sent you. He's got great merch. He's got the state of Tennessee on it that says Sativa on it. What do we got, dude?
I don't know. There's like feathers and...
Feathers?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
What is this?
I hope this is a letter. All right, don't open it yet. All right, we got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
Wonder who it's from.
It says, Cassio, I'm a big fan of the podcast and the morning show. Since it's the Christmas season, I'm sending you this. What is it, you ask? It's a little something from the greatest Christmas movie ever. National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yes.
The scene where Aunt Bethany's cat gets into the lights from Clark's gigantic tree ends up with the cat fried.
That's awesome.
If that thing had 9 lives, she'd have spent all of them, Cousin Eddie. Hope you and BBJ enjoy and display it for all your friends and family. Brent H., Huntsville, Alabama. PSCs are available for purchase on my Etsy store, etsy.com/shop/B, creative, the letter B, creative dad. PPS, my Little Debbie Mount Rushmore, oatmeal cream pies, Swiss cake rolls, Christmas tree cakes, zebra cakes. That's a good solid one right there.
Not bad.
And Desert Island Albums, The Chronic by Dr. Dre, Continuum by John Mayer, and Damn the Torpedoes by Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. That's a good three right
that
there.
It is.
I could listen to those three all day long. So this is a fried cat.
This is
dude.
Okay.
Dude,
I'm probably gonna buy one of these fucking things.
Oh my god.
This is awesome.
Hang on. With this thing. Oh, batteries are dead. All the gimmicks don't work. That's this podcast. Oh, dude. This is number one.
That is great.
I'm going to hold it up. This is the fried cat.
This is great.
The fried cat from Christmas Lampoon's. From National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, the fried cat. It's got lights on it. We'll have to get some batteries here and try to figure
yes.
that out.
I'm going to have to get... God, definitely get his Etsy store.
We'll get a picture and a video on our social media and put it on there. Yeah, Etsy, look up B, the letter B, creative dad. Where'd that box go? Get that box, hold it up for the YouTube people. The letter B, creative dad, right there. B, creative.
Well, get the tape.
There we go. B, creative dad on Etsy. That is number one.
That's good stuff.
Who's it? Oh, Brent H. Thank you, Brent. That is number one. Awesome. We will definitely display that. Let's knock out a couple of questions. Let's see. We got Vitamin J for Mr. and Mrs. Cassio. Oh, she's not here. She's running a 5K. But it says Vitamin JW on Twitter. Who would each of you pick as the most underrated band of all time that everyone should be listening to? Woo!
That's a hard
Doug.
One.
See the kicker there is underrated.
Right. So
so that means they got to be kind of hype, but not overhyped.
Right.
So you can't say Led Zeppelin because right. they're not underrated. I would say new bands, Blackberry Smoke. You should be listening to. They are Southern rock, country, whatever that is evolved into. They are one of my top five bands of all time, and that is Blackberry Smoke. Also love Blackstone Cherry. And if you don't know who Christone Kingfish Ingram is, Kingfish is the truth. Look him up. He's a blues guitarist from Mississippi or maybe Memphis. I forgot which one now. But either way, Kingfish, look him up. Kingfish Ingram, he's... like 20, 21 years old and can play better than anybody I've ever seen.
I remember you posting about going to see him.
I did post a video, yeah.
Yes.
That was fire. Absolutely fire.
What about these guys right here?
Lineham is way underrated.
They do your theme song.
They are doing some gigs.
It's amazing.
Now. They've got a lot of projects still going on the side as well.
Look them up. They are super, super. Jacob Bunton, David Lynham, Mark Desire, all make up the band Lynham. Cheers to Lynham. All right. We got two more. What are we looking like here? Well, we're good on time. Let's do a couple more. Let's see. We got favorite Christmas special. Carl Hayes, the Big CH at Cassio's Cut. What are your earliest wrestling memories?
Me? Being from Huntsville, Alabama.
Yeah.
Growing up in that era, because I'm pretty old now. Just going to the Coliseum on Friday nights, man. Like, Nick Gulas ran that, you know, and that's where Bobby Eaton started out in 76 at the Coliseum. I was 3 years old then.
You are old.
I know. That's probably my earliest memories, though. Like, that's when I fell in love with wrestling, going to the Coliseum in Huntsville and just seeing that. I mean.
Right. We were poor, so we didn't go to any wrestling shows. We're from Gadsden, Alabama. There wasn't much traveling through. There was a few every now and then, and especially when you bring it up to some of the older guys that were on the circuit, they'll tell you they ran through there. But, mine was total, of course, WWF, getting into it. When I was 5, I named my dog Andre for Andre the Giant. WrestleMania 3 is, of course, the most impactful.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out to Pauly B from Saved by the Pod. Just did an interview with him last week. You can check out that podcast, Saved by the Pod. And we did, if you haven't heard that podcast, they do basically what was going on the year of whatever wrestling event you pick out. So mine was WrestleMania 3, so we picked it out. Everything that happened that year, so it was fun flashback of everything that was going on.
That was 87, yes.
Like 84, I'm naming my dog Andre, so I'm already starting to watch wrestling and get into it. 87, I'm hooked forever.
Oh, yeah.
I get a lot of heat from Conrad Thompson and some other guys, but I was a huge Goldberg mark. I switched over. I had Nitro parties. Back at that time, that was my dude. I was all in on the undefeated streak. All in on all that stuff growing up. But earliest is what we're talking about. I know in 70 and 84, I'm naming my dog Andre. I know in 87, WrestleMania 3 changed my life.
That was a big deal.
Let's open this. Which one, big or small, Doug? We got a big one and a small one.
Let's do the small one first.
Small one first. Doug's going to open that up as we open up.
This is from Juan Decato.
Where's he from? Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Ann Arbor, Michigan, Juan Decato. Decato. Thank you guys for sending this in.
I'm sorry. I will fuck up a name real quick.
There we went out of focus on our YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you subscribe. So the more subscribers we have, of course, the more things we can do on YouTube and make it easier for you to watch things and give you things on our YouTube. So we had a fun run here. We've got a Ted DiBiase, Million Dollar Man pop figure. We've got a UFO cow duction that we'll get working. We got the fried cat. You're laughing already. We got a fried cat from National Lampoon's. It's a book. Read it, dog. What's the name of the book?
Do You Want to Play with My Balls?
Hang on.
Oh, God.
Is this real? Do You Want to Play with My Balls? Let me just see.
I kind of want to read it now.
First line. Hey, Louie, do you want to play with my balls? If this is going to be like this the whole time, I'm going to rip. He's got them all in the sack.
Is this like Dick and Jane, maybe?
Sure, Chuck. I can hold your ball sack so it won't drag on the ground. Okay, time out.
We're ending with that.
Yeah.
We can't do that.
I don't. Just for the record, I'm not going to hold your ball sack so it don't drag.
I'm dead. Oh, I love you guys. This is exactly.
This is what this show is about.
Hang on, yeah. Let's just open the, big one. Let's open the big one.
Oh, God.
This is from Nashville, Tennessee, Lightning Rod Records. How about that?
There might be some music in there.
Ah, Doug!
We need scissors and a knife next time.
God! I'm gonna have a hemorrhoid after that. Lightning Rod Records, of course, has Quaker City Nighthawks, who are previous guests. They have Paul Coffin, who has one of the hottest songs in the country right now. If I don't, Cocaine Country Dancing. You can check that out. Oh.
Oh,
Doug, hold that while I get rid of the box. We do got a vinyl.
Oh, man.
An album. What do we got, Doug? High Cotton.
Songs of Alabama.
Songs of Alabama. It's everybody's doing covers.
Man.
Blind Boys of Alabama doing Christmas in Dixie. Jason Bolin, Wade Bowen, Todd Snyder, Lucero, Shauna Tucker, Bob Schneider, Jessica Lee Mayfield, Amanda Shires, which is Jason Isbell's wife.
I did not know that album was even like a thing. That's pretty cool.
T. Hardy Morris, Jason Isbell, and John Paul White of the Civil Wars does High Cotton. Turnpike Troubadours does Old Flame. Old Crow Medicine Show, if you're going to play in Texas.
Damn.
And J.D. McPherson. Old Crow does Dixieland Delight. J.D. McPherson does Wild Lady Why. That is awesome. High Cotton, a tribute to Alabama.
That's awesome, dude.
That is a killer album, yes. Dude. Check out Lightning Rod Records. I know we follow each other on social media, and you can check them out. I'm sure they will give out links to where you can get High Cotton. I want to see if there are liner notes or anything. This is sweet vinyl, Doug. You getting us another question, Doug? Get us another question there, Doug.
Let me try to find one.
Oh, look at this beaut, Doug. Doug, it's blue vinyl.
That is awesome, dude.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. Blue vinyl. I cannot wait to jam this. Oh, we got another package over here. As I knock my Casio's cut sign down, getting excited over vinyl, I'm pumped.
Okay, the first question that popped up in my notifications.
Bring it, Doug.
Casio, how did you get the Tonight Show gig? Tell me about the process and the final audition.
Who's that from?
And this is from Efren.
Wait, Doug, look at that.
That's awesome, dude.
Wait. It says Alabama on the blue vinyl.
It does.
I didn't notice it till the reflection.
That's a cool.
Oh,
the whole
Cotton.
The whole album. The
album cover
everything.
Is printed in blue,
yes.
In the vinyl.
Everything is awesome about that.
Buddy, me and my buddy Woody is going to be jamming that right now. Okay, Efren.
Efren.
Tonight Show. Yeah, so back in the early 2000s, I was on the Tonight Show with Jay Leno. That's how you can tell how old we are. Our Tonight Show was Jay Leno. There was no audition. I did a segment walking down the street. I lived in Los Angeles. Did a segment. I was walking to classes at the Groundlings School of Improv on Melrose. I lived at an apartment complex on the Melrose, so I just walked to class, improv class when I had it. And one night when I was walking by, they had a Jay Leno was filming out on the street. And I did a segment with him and goofed off and did my thing. And they called me. When it aired a couple months later, it took them a couple months to put it on. And when it aired, they called me and said, "Hey, we got a lot of good feedback from your segment. Wanted to know if you would like to come in and do some work with us."
And Scott Atwell, I'll never forget the name, was the casting director for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. And he called me at my apartment in Los Angeles, and he said, "Hey, this is Scott Atwell. I'm casting director for The Tonight Show with Jay Leno. He's doing this whole spiel. We had great feedback. We had a lot of fun. I want to know if you'd be interested in coming in and doing some more stuff with us." And I paused and I said, "Who the bleep is this?"
Right.
I thought it was one of my dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
Playing a trick on me. So he laughed and he literally said, "You can call the NBC switchboard and get switched to my office if you don't believe me." And I said, "You damn right I will." And I hung up, called the NBC switchboard. They connected me back to his office, and I was getting ready to apologize. I was like, "Oh my gosh, if this guy answers, I got to apologize." And he answered the phone laughing. He was like, "I get it a lot."
I'm sure.
And so I went in, and that day scheduled a show, and I did I went around town to do a man on the street interviews. And first one I did was at a Britney Spears concert, and I was asking people in the crowd if they thought I could be a pop star, and they, of course, torched me. And then I went on to do 6 or 7 appearances, Tonight Show with Jay Leno. So that's how that story got done. So luck of the draw, right place, right time.
Hey,
how that all went.
That's
down.
How a lot of stuff happens, man.
That's how you got to do it.
Yeah.
You got to be ready when the opportunity calls. So we got one more, and then we're going to read this book, Doug. This is from Mike Buble. Mike Buble sent us a package last week.
Yes.
Last
month.
Episode, excuse me. He's from Springfield, Oregon. Mike, I'm not sure if he sent the first one and thought it never got to me. but we're going to open Mike Buble's package. Now, Mike sent the joke book last time.
Yes.
He sent us a printout of where he answered the questions that we had. His deserted island. I hate tearing these because I'm afraid I'm going to rip something. A package inside another package.
Uh-oh.
Dump that to the side, Doug. What do we got inside the package? It's another tiny thing. The screaming goat.
Screaming goat.
Is that it?
Oh, man. I hope it works.
Oh, my gosh.
What is that?
It's a roach.
Oh, shit.
It's a roach.
Hey, at least it's not real.
It's a fake. What's this stuff? Oh, is this a remote?
Is it a remote control? You know what? You can put that in the terrarium with the other two real ones and fuck with them.
And pick it up like when people come over?
Yeah. But like you can run that one around and fuck with the real ones and see if they know it's fake.
Hold that thing out. You got the remote control.
There you go.
Infrared remote control. Oh. I gotta turn the roach on probably. Yeah. Man, if this thing. It's not working.
Battery's not included.
Well, this one's
maybe.
On.
Huh?
This is on. We'll put him on the floor. He's not working. It's like a remote control. This is when you can't get the TV to change.
Yep.
You're like, damn it, I know the batteries work. Wait, maybe I gotta switch this. Well, look. Right now it's not working. That's gonna be another video that we'll have to put on social media. Doug, you open up the Screaming Goat. We got the Screaming Goat. Mike Buble, thank you, man. You went above and beyond. Thank you for sending another deal. I didn't see. I think there was just a package in there. Let me see if there's any more questions we're going to get to on this episode. Mike Buble, let's find you one, man. Here we go. Cassio's Cut, what wouldn't you do for $1 billion? I'm guessing it's having Matt Coon back on your podcast. what's in Cassio's box? With a screaming goat. See, some people say I laugh like a screaming goat, so maybe that's why he sent it.
Well, here we go. Here we are. Let's see.
This one's got to work. This one's got to work.
I hope so. I like goats. I like them fainting goats.
Well, it doesn't have an on switch. All right, so the screaming goat works. That's strong.
That's awesome.
Man, I wish this thing worked. I wish this UFO worked. How does it abduct a cow, you think?
I don't know, but I would like to see that. Maybe you have... Did this go with it?
Yeah. So, does that go? We're trying to get the UFO to work, and it does not. It's not working. It's not working. All right. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to try to... We're going to eat Funyuns, flaming hot.
Flaming hot Funyuns.
Should we do that and then read the book? What should we do?
It's your show.
We got a lot to do here.
It's your show.
Yeah, but we're going to try these pills
right.
that we got sent.
Oh, I remember those.
That make things change.
Those were last month.
All right. Have you had flaming hot Funyuns yet?
I have not.
Are you a flaming hot guy? Do you like flaming hot stuff?
I like hot stuff to a point.
You like flaming hot Cheetos?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Now, do you love regular Funyuns?
I do. I do.
Okay, I do too. All right, here we go. Flaming hot Funyun. They got the onion taste up front, for sure. Got a little heat kicking in.
I can feel it. Yep. Starting to sweat a little bit.
What do you think? They're not too hot, though.
They're
not as hot as I thought they were going to be.
Not as bad as they could be.
I almost ate another one. That's how good they are, though.
They are good.
This is an M-berry. You're supposed to take these, let it dissolve, and then it changes your flavor. M-berry. Directions. Place one M-berry tablet on your tongue and dissolve completely. So me and you's going to take this.
All right. Let's do it.
All right. We got the M-berry. What do you say? They're about the size of a BB, maybe?
Yeah.
If you're listening, not watching. Tiny, tiny, tiny.
So just lay it on the tongue.
That's what she said. So, should we drink with it?
Sure.
Are we allowed to chew them?
Can we chew it?
That's like a vitamin.
It would speed it up if we chew it.
I think it's supposed to dissolve because it's going to mess with your taste buds. So while this dissolves, I'm going to read the book.
Okay.
The book is...
I still am not going to hold your nutsack.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
It's called Do You Want to Play With My Balls?
Well, I don't want to do that either.
When everybody says this is a real book.
It could or could not be a children's book.
Hey, Louie. Do you want to play with my balls? He's waving at the kid in his house. Sure, Chuck. I can hold your ball sack. Don't drag on the ground. Wow, your balls are so big. I can't even fit them in my mouth.
Show the picture. You gotta show the picture.
He's eating them. He's eating them. My mom's always yelling, Louie, get those balls out of your mouth. Oh, wait, you're going to be me from now on. I'm going to be Chuck. All right.
Okay.
Hey, you know that mean girl, Sally? Should I say Judy?
Yeah, change the names.
You know that mean girl, Judy? She squeezed my balls so hard that my tummy. I'm dead. This ain't real.
This is the best.
Yeah? Well, when I play with Sally, I always end up with blue balls. He's sad. Okay.
You know what'll fix that?
Billy Johnson. Billy Johnson made Judy cry last week. Now that kid's got balls.
So he's got a whole thing of balls.
She's got a big mouth too.
Not anymore. Yesterday, Sally kicked Billy's balls so hard he lost one.
I've never been kicked that hard.
Kicked his balls so hard he lost one.
Oh God.
Look, Doug, your dog is licking my butt.
It's like, oh God.
Let's roll them in Sparky's fur, girl. Take care of them. Don't pass out. Oh God.
Look. Okay. I've already thought of about two.
You know, Casio, if we show Judy our hairy balls, she'll scream for sure.
Oh, my God. She's going to kill us.
Yeah, but I don't know. I kind of like Judy. I wish she would just play nice with the balls. We've all been there.
Yep.
Yep, me too, says Doug. Hey, Judy, do you want to play with our balls? Sure. Hey. Judy says, sure, but only if I can play with both of your balls at the same time. It's dead, I'm dead.
She's gonna fucking kill us, dude.
Oh God, she's not here. The end.
Oh wow. Oh,
gosh. There you go. Do you want to play with my balls?
That's probably the best children's book I've ever seen.
Oh, man. I need to get checked for a heart attack.
Oh, God.
I got blood clots popping off. All right.
So what are these things that we just ate?
Quick recap. We're going to try these Funyuns and get out of here. So I got a little bit left of mine.
Mine's, how are you over there? That's pretty much gone.
Mike Booble, thank you, man. Sent us the two packages in a row. He's got the cockroach that we'll get up, the mechanical cockroach, and the screaming goat.
That's pretty cool.
Who sent this? Juan? David?
Shit.
No, here's the little package. It's a little package. Decado, yeah.
Yes. Juan Decado.
Juan Decado sent us, do you want to play my balls from
Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Thank you. We had Brent sending us the fried cat from Lampoon's. That was number
That's
one.
That's awesome.
We'll have it up for our P.O. Box Christmas Spectacular, of course. That'll be dropping on December 24th. So to make sure, I know right now packages are, there's a lot of packages moving across the country. So if you want to get in on that, our Christmas Spectacular, send anything you want. Cassio's Cut, P.O. Box 19065, Huntsville, Alabama, 35804. Thank you to Lightning Rod Records, sending High Cotton, the Alabama tribute. That was awesome.
Really awesome.
Awesome vinyl. You guys know I love vinyl. Listen to vinyl all the time. You can see my those boxes over my shoulder, if you're watching on the video, are all vinyl. And High Cotton, that's gonna go up on the display over here so everybody can see it.
Is that song on the album?
Yeah.
Okay.
High Cotton's on there, and it is done by T. Hardy Morse. So I can't wait to check that out and listen to us. Who we get? Who's that first box? Jerome?
Oh, man.
He's the first big box you're looking in.
This one?
Yep.
Yes.
Is that Jerome?
Yes, yeah, Jerome Simmons from Hazel Green, Alabama.
The Million Dollar Man Ted DiBiase pop figure. We appreciate that. I hope I'm not forgetting somebody, but thank you guys, man. This is what the P.O. Box episodes are all about. So now let's
so much fun.
See if it tastes different, Doug. No.
It don't to me.
Tastes like a flaming hot Funyun.
Still hot.
That tastes a little different. That tastes sweet.
Kind of did.
We're having a little.
That's,
Well, that tastes different. We're going to have to experiment with that.
It's still got heat, but it's like.
We're going to have to experiment with that.
It's not oniony.
Though, these Zimberries. My drink tasted different. Does your drink taste different?
A little bit. I think I need another one.
Crack open another one. Follow him at DougMarkham123 on all social media. He's got the big show, if you're listening to this, close to live, which is the first week of December. You've got the big Bobby Eaton tribute show coming up, and all the proceeds are going to Bobby Eaton, the legend.
Yes,
wrestling legend that is Bobby Eaton. And that's going to be in Knoxville, Tennessee, December 14th, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Doug will tweet that out. He'll check it out. Go to his social media, at DougMarkham123, and you can find out more information about that. And then I've got shows coming up in Birmingham on December 5th at the Comedy Club Stardome, and of Huntsville, December 19th, and then a lot more shows will be announced starting in January of 2020. That tastes different?
A little bit different.
We're going to mess around with those some more. Thank you, guys. This has been absolutely phenomenal. These are super fun every single time we do them.
Dude.
Doug, thank you.
I always have a blast. Thanks for having me.
Follow us on social media, Cassio's Cut on YouTube. Cassio'sCut.com is where you can find all episodes and download them. We're on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, of course, Audio Boom, all that good stuff. And then make sure Cassio's Cuts with an S. CassiosCutsWithAnS.com is our merchandise headquarters, and we've got, so far, we've got koozies, we got coffee mugs, fanny packs, snack packs, snack sacks, t-shirts, long sleeve shirts, sweatshirts, and we're going to be releasing more right now. If you're listening to this live, it is Tuesday, December 3rd, and what I'm going to do is hang over our Cyber Monday sale that we had going on. I'm going to hang it over one more day since our podcast is dropping today. So through December 3rd, use promo code TATER and get 20% off. Promo code TATER, T-A-T-E-R. Get 20% off your entire order. So the more you order, the more you save there at CassiosCuts.com. And I want to thank everybody that's already bought merchandise. And if you have an idea for any merchandise, let me know. We'll sling a logo on anything. We'll figure it out. If there's a saying you like, if there's something, anything you like or think of that you want a t-shirt, hell, it don't even have to be about the podcast. If you just want a t-shirt, I can figure out.
Yeah, if you got any ideas for me, fuck, tell me.
Doug Markham, 123, Cassio's Cut on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook for myself, at The Cassio Kid is my personal account there. You can keep up to date, but that's where my radio show and everything else is. So thank you guys and gals for tuning in. Appreciate you, Candy Lickers, for all the support. It's been a fun time, and we're almost through 2019, so we got some more stuff in store for you here before the end of the year. Thanks, everybody, and we better stop before we get in there.
We probably should.
Can't get enough Cassio? Check him out at his real job. Yeah, the one that actually pays the bills. Listen to the Jimbo and Cassio Morning Show live 6 to 10 a.m. Central on The Rocket 951.com.
So,
Box liquor, are you in?
How much comes in a box? Like a bottle's worth?
Have you ever asked that on a wine?
Well, on the wine, it says it's four bottles worth in one box.
Okay, so if it's four bottles worth, are you in?
Yeah.
Are you in on one bottle's worth?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
My point is you acted like that was a deal breaker.
I'd kick tires on it, yeah.
I'm in. Boxed wine.
I don't know about boxed liquor. I don't know about keeping that in the fridge, though.
Well, good, because the boxes fit perfectly in your desk drawer at work. Which is why I say you should put them.
Listen live online or download the Rocket app for your tablet or smartphone. Just search WRTT Rocket 95.1 in the Apple or Google Play Store.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.